Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I cannot stop singing the theme song.
Geez.
And I can't stop doing it like Peter Griffin did Beverly Hills Cop thing, so just lock in. And why am I doing this?
I don't know. But
go watch Family Guy after about 6:53 tonight.
Or don't. Or watch better shows than that. Be an adult.
I'm going to need you to show your work.
No, I'm good.
Name a better show.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
You say Numbers? You say something with...
Numbers.
I'm just wondering what lame-ass show you think is better than Family Guy.
Oh, my God. I could go down a list, a lengthy list.
Please don't. Win a pair of tickets to the Taste of the Browns September 16th at Cleveland Browns Stadium to benefit the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. Just enter the word AWARE by the end of our show at 923thefan.com to get registered to win. It's all from the Greater Cleveland Food Bank and Sports Radio 923 The Fan. So when you and I
the
talk...
The Wire, Entourage...
Entourage
Sopranos.
Is not better than... I like Entourage. It's not better than Family Guy.
Are you, go somewhere.
It's the most cyclical show.
Do I have to host with you for 5 hours, really?
I mean, I believe...
After that comment?
I'm going to say the person...
Friends.
Yeah. Just stop it. Stop. Friends was more culturally relevant. Actually, I don't even know that's true anymore. Family Guy, are there GIFs and memes of Friends on Reels? Because that's the definition of cultural relevance in 2024 is what has the most memes and GIFs and reels. Yes, absolutely. That's not like a hot take. Not like Gene
I guess I
Shalit
don't live
here.
In that world. That same world.
The
sorry.
Real world.
Oh my gosh.
Now, with that being said, when you and I talked about this game, and again,
It's not a meme, so it's not really important. Okay,
That's not what I said.
This is the world we're in right now.
I didn't say important.
Oh, sorry.
I said that is
it's not
one
a
way...
meme, so it's not culturally relevant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to get off my lawn, old man. And take your underwear with you. So we were talking about this. So again, my problem is not if you started the week cynically, that's fine. If you're still there, if you're still in the pit of despair, I have no quarrel with you because your reasoning, I think, is valid and true if you started the week thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
I will not police that. But as people who started on Tuesday morning waving the brown and orange flag, buying Bernie Kosar jerseys, coming out here to Rally House, who today are like, what's even the point, man? Like, we turn into crappy existentialists by Friday after being the greatest optimist ever on Tuesday. And that is what I'm fighting back. If you were confident on Tuesday, which I was reasonably confident, you should be confident today. This is a should win game. You are the better team.
Ooh. Are they?
I thought you were just spotting a really nice, like, piece
no.
of merchandise around here. That's what
you're really convinced that the Browns are a better team than Dallas?
Yes. I think Dallas had the worst offseason in the NFL, and I'm not saying that because we're playing them week one.
Okay, but like Dallas.
All right, back out of here on the Fan. It is Jonathan with you guys. Little bit of an issue over there at the Rally House. We'll get to those guys coming up in just a little bit. I have that thing. I've had this happen one other time in my career where I run into a studio and then I just can't catch my breath. I was one time doing updates, and it was I ran into the studio. This was years ago. This was back at the network I was at in Houston, because there was like an automatic. It was a time thing, right? And I ran back into the studio, and I had to hit the minute update, and I just was so out of breath. It just didn't work in the slightest bit at all. It was wild. So anyway, we have that. We caught it. We're good. Let's bring on Dan Menigan. Let's talk a little bit about the Browns. What's up, man?
You've never had that happen before? I've had to do that at a couple of the Browns when you're down at the tailgate and all that kind of stuff. There's a couple of those where all of a sudden it drops. It's like, oh, no, we got to go.
I take easy saunters in everywhere. Light jogs in everywhere.
A jog, a soft Y.
I think where we joined the conversation, last I heard before they cut off was Fedor trying to be – he sounded perplexed at the idea that the Browns are better than the Cowboys. Why is that such a perplexing thing?
I wonder if it's just because we all have this scar tissue that's built in our heads of watching those Deshaun Watson offenses and how clunky they were. I mean, let's be real honest. Outside of one half, the offense was clunky.
No, I disagree with that.
Really?
I think so. There's been two games. Yeah, there were two games where Deshaun Watson I thought looked great. The final three games we watched him in a Browns uniform, I thought he was great. But two of those games, I thought he was awesome, but we didn't pay attention to it because the defense is were awesome for the Browns and overshadowed it. The Titans game is example number one. He had a passer rating in the 115s. As you guys know, 110s leads the NFL in passer rating on any given year. Derrick Henry was stopped for 20 total yards on 11 carries. The Titans scored the fewest amount of points they'd scored in a game since 1997 when they went to Tennessee. Deshaun Watson was awesome. Just the defense was so great.
Well, and on top of that one, let's be real honest, too. That Titans defense last year was horrid. At least at that point, it was pretty bad.
Oh, but he still did it.
That's true.
I mean, you gotta get credit.
True.
If I hit a 7-foot putt, you gotta give me credit for hitting the 7-foot putt,
I
right?
I mean, is there a hook on this putt, or are we just going straight far? Are we just powering through the break?
The other game, though, was the Cardinals game. I always power right through the break. You know that about me. We're gonna 3-putt the hell out of this, but I'm gonna power right through the break.
See, now if anything belongs on the Jonathan Peterlin business card, it should say that one. Jonathan Peterlin, I power through the break.
Could mean so many things. The other one is the Cardinals game, though, Dan. We don't talk about the Cardinals game. Why?
Yeah, because Easton Stick was the opposing quarterback.
But the defense.
No, it wasn't Easton Stick. What was that poor kid's name?
Clayton Toon. Good pull, Jax. And what happened in that game? Browns defense absolutely shut him out. That was it. All right, let's go back out to our guys at the Rally House. It's Nick. It's Chris. What's up, guys?
Hey, thanks. You guys just hopped right in there. I know I've heard dueling banjos. I've never heard dueling sports talk shows before. I kind of think we should just do like a left channel, right channel thing.
Sure. Well, yeah, we were also taking requests, and I have a tip jar out too.
Okay. Here's a tip.
What
you
was
work
the
in
request
radio.
For?
No one's going to put any money in that.
I thought we were playing dueling pianos. I thought it was.
Oh, no.
I think a Taylor Swift song came through, Chris. I don't know. It wasn't just sports takes they were asking
about.
For.
Some new Linkin Park.
Is she more or less relevant than Family Guy? I'm sorry. I'm still very salty about that.
Oh, my gosh.
But, okay, by the way.
She is one of the most influential people in this world.
Yeah.
In the last decade.
I know. I was just being a dude.
Oh, okay.
I promise.
Right. I thought you had a real take on that.
No, we were about to fight. No, I got a real take on the new Linkin Park thing. That's awesome.
Yes.
She's awesome.
She's great.
I heard her voice last night.
Terrific.
Like everybody else did.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You don't miss a beat there.
It's different. Very different. It's going to take a little bit of time to get used to, but I think it works.
I do, too.
I listened to their live show. They did that live show to kind of announce the whole thing. It was about an hour long. I listened and watched that entire show slash concert twice last night after the football game finished off.
And remember when you said you should watch something better than Family Guy?
Yes.
One of those times you could have just watched Family Guy.
I could have.
Yeah.
But that would not have been better than the Linkin Park concert.
The second time through it might have been better.
No, I don't think so.
So we were talking about...
You could give me the fifth time through. You could give me the tenth time through and I'd still believe the same thing.
What I think is interesting is, to me, when we carry things over from one year to another, because we were talking about... All right, last year versus this year, and how that kind of locks into Dallas and Cleveland, how you might feel differently.
Uh-huh.
This is the same Browns roster that won 11 games, and five of those games, they had a quarterback who was as good as he's been, but still not as good as maybe we hoped he would be, and you're now adding that guy back.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, to me, that's where, like, the math is mathing for me, is I look at that Dallas team, and I'm like, yeah, man, you got Dak, you've got Micah,
you've got CeeDee Lamb,
you've got Trevon, and those are great players.
Yeah.
I do not want to disrespect those dudes because they are great, great football players and fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that puts you in this game. But I think I'll be honest with you. I just think the Browns are returning more of a better team outside the quarterback than Dallas is. And, oh, by the way, you actually are plugging back in who should be the best quarterback that you had last year.
But was he?
Yes. I think we've completely deflated the interceptions for Flacco because it was convenient and it was fun. The interceptions were
ghastly. Oh, they
were
back break.
Ghastly.
Yes. The timing of some of them, too, were just, oh, my gosh. They ruined opportunities to win games. But, like, I think one of the reasons why the Dallas evaluation is a little bit easier and different and why maybe people are more willing to give them the benefit of the doubt is because the primary reasons why they were a 12-win team, those still exist to the same level.
Mm-hmm.
Would you admit that? When it comes to the Browns, the primary reasons why they won as many games as they did last year, they aren't all in place at the same level.
Yeah, I mean, I can follow your logic.
So, like, Nick Chubb's not there to start week one against Dallas. The Joe Flacco, comeback player of the year, the guy who turned this Browns offense into something really, really explosive down the field, yes, he made mistakes. Yes, he turned the ball over.
Eraser phrase.
But, like, that version of the quarterback play that they got last year that played a big part in getting them to the point where they were in the standings, that variable has been eliminated.
I gotta say, I forgot Deshaun's record last year.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What their record was early in the season. Was that...
We're doing the win-loss record for quarterbacks?
No, we're doing his stats were actually pretty decent, and he won a bunch of games.
Do you think Deshaun played at a higher level than Joe Flacco did last year?
I think if we go from him when he came back from Arizona on, yes.
Okay, but
even
like,
with the two bad quarters to start the game.
How about just period? Like, have that conversation.
Yeah.
You think Deshaun was better than Joe Flacco last year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Because I think we really, in the moment, we all overlooked things that were detrimental to winning because they weren't causing to lose in that moment. And that's, I think Joe Flacco's interceptions are why he got your ass whooped in the playoffs. And I think because
we
like Joe, we walk back on that, and we do this with guys that we instinctively love.
Uh-huh.
We don't want to hammer them, and we give them grace. And because Deshaun hasn't earned that yet for whatever reason, and I can get into that specific idea, but like, I guess my point is, I don't look at the last 2 years mm-hmm. as in the same boat. I look at one as playing bad, one being injured. And so I do think within there is the thing of, well, it's not just like he objectively played horribly. He failed to get to the level we wanted,
mm-hmm.
but I think you look to this year, I think this idea that vibes should be down today, like we should assume Deshaun will fail, I know that it's a possibility. I know that Deshaun last year, I'll be honest with you, I'm so much more concerned about the health of that shoulder than I am him not knowing football or having lost his mojo, as mm-hmm. it were. But, like, I understand it. I just don't understand going into this game going, wow, Dallas is going to – it's just going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm not kind of there. But the Browns still
are three-point favorites.
Yeah, just because they're at home. So it's basically like pick 'em, essentially, right?
That was certainly the logic 10 years ago. I don't know if that's still the same logic now.
I mean, I think it kind of is.
Post-COVID, that got all
especially
wonky.
Opening day, being at home, I think that matters.
I would
give
him an
betting extra
half point for that.
Oh, a half point?
Yeah, a half
that's
point.
It?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are
they still three-point favorites? I believe it went down to one.
No, it had been...
I think it's pretty close.
I think it
to
started
at, this point.
At one,
yeah.
And then 2 days ago it went to two... Or no, yesterday it went to 2.5. Or sorry... As of yesterday, it was 2.5. Now I'm talking myself in circles.
Here's the other reason why, Nick. I think there's a level of trepidation here.
Still 2.5 on the
still 2.5.
Lap, yeah.
Okay. The other reason why I think there's a level of trepidation is because this, to some level, it's the opener for the Browns. It's the opener for Dallas, and we already baked into, like, okay, they could have some rust, and they could need time to get adjusted to the newness of the whole roster and the system and all that kind of stuff. But, like, for a September game, this is quite a measuring stick for the Browns.
How? It's not a divisional game. It's not a
because
conference game.
Dallas is the kind of team that you want to see if the Browns can be. Dallas is the caliber team that you want to believe the Browns can get to. This is a 12-win team last year.
A team that loses in the first round of the playoffs, they already were there.
You can't predict what's going to happen in the playoffs. There are a lot of things that go into that. You
with
can't
Dallas,
just assume,
I think you can.
Oh, can you? With Dak Prescott in Dallas, you just
it seems
every
to
single
be,
year.
Seems to be a pretty recurring theme. So
until that year that they actually win and go on a run,
by
because
the way,
it could happen.
I don't think the Cowboys are anywhere close what I want the Browns to be. And not because of the playoff shot.
They're
that was
closer than if they were playing against like Jacksonville, New York, Las Vegas, the other teams that are coming up on the schedule. So if one of those teams was on the schedule for this coming Sunday, you'd have people walking around with their chests out. You would have people talking about Browns Super Bowl. You'd have people talking about all the things that you're optimistic about.
216-474-0092. I guess we'll ask you this question. Fedor thinks, and I'm just going to completely put it on you.
All right,
thanks. This Dallas game is a measuring stick game for the Cleveland Browns. Do you agree with that sentiment? And we all lost the plot in the regular season opener last night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.